The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So we've just experienced something on the show. Hey, it's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, Kelly. Rachel is back today. The whole gang is assembled. Hot Wings and Steve remain broadcasting from Fort Chevrolet and Camp Jeep.
Yep. Rachel seems okay. So just one day of bad vibrations
from the shot? Second round?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be totally good. I had the Pfizer vaccine. I got my second shot on Monday. And my parents were fine after they got theirs. They got the same shot as me. And I woke up yesterday feeling like I had been genuinely run over by a bus. All of my bones hurt.
Three of us get it today, and I don't like the uncertainty.
Yeah, right.
At all.
Now,
that's the worst part is that I didn't know if I was going to feel bad or not. So like going to bed was kind of like a gamble. Like, am I going to feel good in the morning? And I just totally did not.
Now we're going to have to come back to something. There was just a socially awkward moment that everyone has experienced. That has happened amongst us, and we're going to come back to that, maybe in this segment, but it might be the next one. Because, Rachel, the last day we were on the air before I ended up with COVID, I was giving you a hard time about how your roommates had both called out sick, and you were talking about how they were being babies.
Yes.
Because they were having an adverse reaction to, they had had the Johnson & Johnson shot, right?
Yes, they did. And
but they were not filled with blood clots. They were running fevers.
Yeah,
now,
no, they're
they were filled with blood clots.
I was giving you a hard time when I said, well, that's not like a real fever. You're not actually sick. And I was saying, you'd of course come in, but I'm worried you might have taken that as real because Kelly indicated to me that you had reached out to her before the group text saying, is it going to be bad if I don't come in? Did you think I was really going to be mad at you?
No, I just get really nervous when it comes to calling off work. I'm always so like, man, I got to call off today because I don't feel good, but I always feel bad calling off because I'm like, I want to go in and I want to help out and do my little tasks that I do in here.
But when you have had to call out, what have we always said?
It's always fine. I've never felt bad.
Because I trust you that you will come in when you can come in.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't like, I don't know if he was serious. I wasn't serious.
No, if anything, I need to clarify when you're being serious because you kid around so much.
Yeah, I say a lot of things that are stupid.
I mean, so do I.
That's true. And then later I say, I was just kidding when I realized
internally
I was seriously stupid.
It's a nice guessing game, though.
It is for me, too. Yeah, it's a real fun way to live. That's what my therapist
it's
says.
A fun way to live.
He says, you're doing, how's that working out for you? I don't know. Don't ever talk like Dr. Phil again. So here's what happened. Started to talk about something like maybe a party or a get together or a meeting? Or maybe something, and you just assumed everyone was invited, and then you realize one person in your group was not invited, and then they get all huffy puffy. That's what happened.
Huffy puffy.
Is it Joe because he's very huffy?
I'm beyond
right?
Huffy puffy.
Joe is that's super huffy puffy right now.
I don't know, a very gleeful way to describe how I'm feeling.
What's wrong, Joe?
So we were just...
I would say I am beyond disappointed and furious that I have been left out of food things when it comes to the show.
I don't blame you, Joe.
You shouldn't blame me. You would feel exactly the same way.
I would.
But this would never happen to you. This happens to me.
I think it would happen to Hot Wings.
Maybe it would happen to Hot Wings.
These things used to happen to me.
I don't care about that.
Wouldn't happen to me, Joe.
It's happening to me. It's happening to me right now.
These things happen to me for like 9 straight years.
People don't even know Steve's on the show yet.
Yeah.
This is Steve's not getting a microphone at an event that he helped organize.
Again,
I can't tell you
how many times did you see me not get food at a McDonald's?
What are you talking about?
Or when we go out to eat and they don't bring my food.
That's the same exact thing that's going on right now. This is like when they just mess up. And no, this is, I have been.
Let me explain what happened.
Yes.
You have been left out.
So off the air.
Always.
We were talking about whatever we were talking about. And I said, hey, Steve, while I was sick, I got a gift card. And I was vague about it because I didn't know if everybody got one. I said, I got a gift card from a pal that they'll send you food from anywhere. And I'm going to, because Steve grew up in the shadows of Philadelphia. And I know that you've
been. It's not a pal. It's your boss. It's the boss.
Yeah, I said pal first because I was being intentionally vague about it. And
right,
so then,
but you didn't do a good job of it, though, because
no.
even I knew. Because you said, yeah, I got a gift card from someone.
Steve, yeah, that sounds like revisionist weird. History because I'm much more clever than
strange.
That. So then, but I said, yeah, I'm going to have 4 cheesesteaks delivered from Pat's in Philadelphia. There's Pat's and Geno's right across the street from each other in South Philly.
And 1 million other cheesesteak places.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Those are the two big, that's the touristy location.
Yeah, before the emails come in, it's like, hey, Pat's and Geno's are garbage.
Other places put meat on bread too,
so,
you know.
Steve's like, oh man, that's cool. And then we were talking about how they're made, and Hot Wings said, oh, I did that too, and I ordered the same thing. And Hot Wings had actually read the details where I just went, send me food, didn't investigate how I would prepare it when it got here or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Joe heard us talking about food and stopped ignoring everyone.
And I
was
what?
Like, where'd you guys get that food from?
Yeah.
And Hot Wings said, well, we got it from the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sent a link last week. Cause
started
we
heavy
home.
Plunking on his keyboard.
Yeah, I did. I looked. In my
and then Hot Wings said, well,
items.
Joe, you do miss a lot of emails, which caused the crowd for the Maury Povich show to go, whoa!
Yeah.
And then
that's
Steve
the
pointed out,
the
wow,
black.
That is...
Well, it is, and I was... But I was actually kind of optimistic that saying
you're not
that,
wrong.
You would look and then you would find it.
Well, when it comes to corporate email, you are right.
Yeah.
There is often things that don't matter at all.
Yeah,
and because of years and years of that, because of being trained in a Pavlovian way, I open up my email and then I hit delete on 1,000 emails every day because that's how many spam emails come into our corporate account. So
and
yeah,
it's spam,
absolutely,
it's spam from within the company too.
Yeah.
That's the
oh
worst
yeah,
part.
And also tricks.
So then, right as we're coming back for this break, Joe says on the local time, I don't hear what you're saying, Freebeer, because I am so furious right now about not being included. So what are you feeling right now? Or is it still possible that you just missed it? Maybe it's another email address.
I feel like a streetwalker who's just been used and tossed out onto the side of the road.
Like an orphan.
Like an
when
orphan.
When you have sex with someone,
sure.
You expect a sandwich?
I mean, if I'm putting out, and I am... Yeah,
now,
you get the treat.
Did you communicate your illness last week to anyone here? Did you
no,
send
it
any
was
emails
a total
to anyone?
Secret.
You mean if I tell somebody I've got COVID and I stay home for a week, I get Philly cheesesteak sandwiches?
No, that's not true. Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry, Kelly, of course.
No, cheesesteaks are
it
for
is.
People whose names are on the sign.
No.
Because as we all know.
I guess.
But yeah. I'm a lady. Treat me different.
Oh yeah, when it's convenient, you're a lady.
When
yeah,
it comes to food. You kidding me? So why didn't you get any cheesesteaks, Joe?
Mm.
What happened?
I don't know.
It makes somebody mad.
I mean, I just
you think
do,
that's what it is. If you alienated management,
I just do my best. I plan on it even more so in the future.
Well, between Hot Wings and I, we're gonna have 8 wonderful cheese sticks from Pat.
8 cheese sticks.
yeah. And I'm sure that we'll send
8
you photos when we have 4 different meals of them at our homes. Right, Hot Wings?
Mm.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I would show you photos of me eating.
I hope someone tampers with your food. I don't blame you guys.
That sounds
so what
actually,
are you
gonna, yeah, I do. It is.
Why would you blame us?
It's, I don't know. I just need someone.
And you,
I just need someone to blame.
Okay.
And our boss is too new right now.
Okay, so if he were here longer, you would throw a hissy fit.
Yes.
Okay.
Because no one stays here longer.
That's true.
And it's easier when people aren't here.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.